Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good day.
Good evening.
Hello there.
English from Australia, program number 92. And welcome to our 92nd program. I'm Barbara Frawley.
And I'm Lucy Hua. Hello.
And I'm John Warnock. Hello there.
在今天这一讲里，我们学习怎样表示失望的心情。失望的心情，英语是
disappointment. Disappointment.
假如我们的希望或者预期的结果不能实现，我们就会感到失望。
If we're looking forward to going to a film and then find out the cinema's full,
we feel disappointed.
今天我们要听到两位青年人的对话。女青年名叫
Moira. Moira.
Moira works with a young man whose name is
Ray. Ray.
Ray and Moira work in a factory.A group of workers from the factory have decided to go to the snow.
我们管冬季开展体育活动的积了雪的旷野叫做
The snow. They've decided to go to the snow.
Snow doesn't fall in Australia's main cities.
So, in winter, some people leave the city to go to the snow.
在澳大利亚，冬季下雪的地区主要是澳大利亚的阿尔卑斯山。到了周末，不少人从墨尔本、悉尼、堪培拉到那里去看雪景。
Moira hasn't been to the snow before.
But Ray went last time with the factory workers.
So he's been to the snow. In fact, he tried skiing.
他曾在那里练习滑雪。滑雪这项运动英语是
skiing. Skiing.
动词是
ski.Ski.
Here's Moira. She's telling Ray how excited she is about going to the snow.
I can hardly wait for the weekend. I've always wanted to see snow.
A bit of a change from the beach, eh?
All those terrific mountains covered in snow, icicles on the trees, icy little creeks, just like you see on postcards.
Yes, it's pretty spectacular.
And I'm looking forward to skiing, too.
Oh, skiing's great.I managed pretty well last time I went. But don't be surprised if you fall over to start with.
I'll be surprised if I don't.
在这段对话里，有几个表示期望的说法，比如
I can hardly wait.
我几乎不能再等了。这句话后面可以跟 for 再跟名词，比如
I can hardly wait for the weekend. I can hardly wait.
的后面也可以跟 to 再跟动词，比如
I can hardly wait to see the snow. I can hardly wait to try skiing.
Try these after Barbara.
I can hardly wait. I can hardly wait for my holidays. I can hardly wait to try skiing.
刚才 Moira 还说了这样一句话
I've always wanted to see snow.
我一直想看雪景。
I've always wanted to see snow.
实际上 Moira 是盼着滑雪。表示盼望你还记得怎么说吗？可以说
Look forward to.
She's looking forward to skiing.
从这句话你可以听出来
Look forward to.
后面可以跟带 ing 的动词
She's looking forward to skiing
后面也可以跟名词
I'm looking forward to the weekend
请你跟着说一说
She's looking forward to going to the snow
I'm looking forward to the weekend
They're both looking forward to skiing
Well, let's listen to Moira and Ray again as they look forward to their weekend in the snow.
听的时候，请注意那些表示期望的说法。
I can hardly wait for the weekend. I've always wanted to see snow.
A bit of a change from the beach, eh?
All those terrific mountains covered in snow, icicles on the trees, icy little creeks, just like you see on postcards.
Yes, it's pretty spectacular.
And I'm looking forward to skiing, too.
Oh, skiing's great. I managed pretty well last time I went. But don't be surprised if you fall over to start with.
I'll be surprised if I don't.
Ray 知道 Moira 不去海滩而去看雪景，这是他生活里的一点变化，所以他说
A bit of a change from the beach, eh?
请注意，在名词前面要说
A bit of a.
例如
It's a bit of a change.
在形容词前面则只说 a bit. 例如
It's a bit cold.
It's a bit windy.
刚才 Moira 想到了白雪覆盖的山峦，便说
All those terrific mountains covered in snow.
你大概还记得 terrific 意思是非常好的。
Terrific. All those terrific mountains
covered in snow.
请注意过去分词 covered 在这里做定语。
Covered in snow.All those terrific mountains covered in snow.
你看，定语放在名词 mountains 后面，而不像汉语那样放在名词前面。请你跟着说一说。
Covered in snow. All those terrific mountains covered in snow.
Moira 还想到了山上冰冷的小溪。
Icy little creeks. Icy.
这个形容词是从名词 ice 派生而来的。
Ice.
Icy. Icy little creeks.
还有一个词
icicle.
也是从 ice 派生而来的。意思是冰溜子。
An icicle. An icicle.
Icicles on the trees.
Ray 对山上的景色也有同样的感觉。他说
It's pretty spectacular. Spectacular.
意思是非常好看的，非常壮观的。他还谈到了滑雪。
I managed pretty well last time I went.
上一次去的时候，我滑得挺好。
I managed pretty well last time I went.
因为 Moira 没有滑过雪。瑞便提醒他说
Don't be surprised if you fall over.
你要是摔了跤可不要感到奇怪。Moira 回答说
I'll be surprised if I don't.
意思是要是不摔跤我才感到奇怪呢。
I'll be surprised if I don't fall over.
Don't be surprised if you fall over to start with.
I'll be surprised if I don't.
现在请把 Ray 和 Moira 刚才那段对话再听一遍。
I can hardly wait for the weekend. I've always wanted to see snow.
A bit of a change from the beach, eh?
All those terrific mountains covered in snow, icicles on the trees, icy little creeks, just like you see on postcards.
Yes, it's pretty spectacular.
And I'm looking forward to skiing, too.
Oh, skiing's great. I managed pretty well last time I went.But don't be surprised if you fall over to start with.
I'll be surprised if I don't.
不知道 Moira 滑雪的情况会怎么样。
I'm sure Ray will help Moira with her skiing.
But he'll be busy brushing up on his own skiing at first.
他得先忙着把他自己的滑雪技术重新熟悉起来。把学过的东西重新熟悉一下，英语是
brush up on.Brush up on.
周末到了 ，Ray 和 Moira 来到了滑雪的地方。那么 Moira 的愿望实现了没有呢？下面请听他们和滑雪旅馆经理的一段谈话。
Gee, I'm disappointed. It's almost time to go, and we haven't seen any snow at all.
Well, it happens sometimes. We can organize most things, but not the weather.
Oh yes, don't think I'm complaining.The weekend has still been terrific fun. But I was so looking forward to seeing snow actually falling.
You've never seen snow, then?
No. I've always had holidays at the beach before.
Oh, what a shame. There's usually a bit of snow about by now, too.
Never mind, Moira. At least you've seen the mountains and the icy creeks you were talking about.
It's not so bad for you, Ray. You've been up here before.
But I'm disappointed, too. I was hoping to brush up on my skiing. Oh, well. Let's go for a last walk before we leave.
All right. But I did want to build a snowman.
Moira 的愿望实现了没有呢？没有，因为根本没有下雪。她是这么说的。
We haven't seen any snow at all.
现在我们来听她是怎样表达她那失望的心情的。她先说了这么一句
Gee, I'm disappointed.
Gee 是个感叹词。Moira 在表示她那失望的心情的时候还提起了他上山以前所抱的希望。
I was so looking forward to seeing snow.
这里用 so 是为了加强语气。
I was so looking forward to seeing snow.
他还说
I did want to build a snowman.
我本来的确想堆一个雪人。他用加强语气的说法表示他原来抱有很大的希望。
I did want...
Try these now after Barbara.
I did want to build a snowman. I was so looking forward to seeing snow.
没有下雪，不仅 Moira 感到失望， Ray 也感到非常失望。这是因为他原来有过一种希望。
I was hoping to brush up on my skiing.
Try that after John.
I was hoping to brush up on my skiing.
现在我们把他们的对话再听一遍。请注意 Ray 和 Moira 是怎样表示失望的心情的。
Gee, I'm disappointed. It's almost time to go and we haven't seen any snow at all.
Well, it happens sometimes. We can organize most things, but not the weather.
Oh, yes, don't think I'm complaining. The weekend has still been terrific fun.But I was so looking forward to seeing snow actually falling.
You've never seen snow, then?
No. I've always had holidays at the beach before.
Oh, what a shame. There's usually a bit of snow about by now, too.
Never mind, Moira. At least you've seen the mountains and the icy creeks you were talking about.
It's not so bad for you, Ray. You've been up here before.
But I'm disappointed, too. I was hoping to brush up on my skiing. Oh, well. Let's go for a last walk before we leave.
All right.But I did want to build a snowman.
旅馆的经理是理解 Moira 的心情的，便安慰她说
Well, it happens sometimes.
是啊，有时候情况就是这样。意思是，有时候雪就是下得晚。请你跟着说一说。
Well, it happens sometimes.
如果情况不像原来设想的那样我们就可以这样说。
Well, it happens sometimes.
旅馆的经理还向 Moira 表示同情，安慰她说
Oh, what a shame. There's usually a bit of snow about by now, too.
请你跟着说一说。
Oh, what a shame. There's usually a bit of snow about by now, too.
这里有个 about, 你注意了没有
There's usually a bit of snow about by now, too.
About 在这里相当于 around, 指这一带地方。旅馆经理说完了以后 Ray 也来安慰 Moira。他说没关系 Moira。
Never mind, Moira.
他还说不管怎么说你看到了山上的景致。
At least you've seen the mountains.
还看到了你说起过的冰冷的小溪。
And the icy creeks you were talking about.
现在请你跟着说一说。
Never mind, Moira. At least you've seen the mountains. And the icy creeks you were talking about.
你注意了没有？ 在刚才那句话里有一个短语 at least.
At least you've seen the mountains. At least.
在这里的意思不是至少，而是不论怎么说，常用作一种安慰。
At least you've seen the mountains and the icy creeks.
可是 Moira 却不同意，她说
It's not so bad for you.
对你来说倒还不错。如果要口气更强一些，他也可以说
It's all right for you.
顺便说一下，用这样两句话来回答别人对你的安慰，不大合乎礼貌。后来 Ray 还想进一步安慰 Moira， 就说
But I'm disappointed too.
现在我们把那段对话再听一遍。
Gee, I'm disappointed.It's almost time to go, and we haven't seen any snow at all.
Well, it happens sometimes. We can organize most things, but not the weather.
Oh, yes, don't think I'm complaining. The weekend has still been terrific fun, but I was so looking forward to seeing snow actually falling.
You've never seen snow, then?
No. I've always had holidays at the beach before.
Oh, what a shame. There's usually a bit of snow about by now, too.
Never mind, Moira. At least you've seen the mountains and the icy creeks you were talking about.
It's not so bad for you, Ray. You've been up here before.
But I'm disappointed too. I was hoping to brush up on my skiing. Oh, well. Let's go for a last walk before we leave.
All right. But I did want to build a snowman.
Moira took her camera with her to the snow.
She took a lot of photos.
In fact, she used 3 rolls of film.
So she's looking forward to seeing how they came out.
Moira 照了三卷胶卷的照片，很想知道洗出来是个什么样子。一会儿我们就跟着她一起去取照片。现在我们先来学几个短语。
It was fun.
玩的很有意思。
It was fun.
It didn't worry me so much.
我倒觉得无所谓。
It didn't worry me so much.
Look back on.
看一看可以回想起当时的情况。
Look back on.
Now, here are Ray and Moira talking to the assistant in the shop.
3 rolls of film, was it? You must have had a good weekend. Well, it was fun, but a bit disappointing. There wasn't any snow.
Oh, that's bad luck. There's usually plenty of snow by now.
It didn't worry me so much. I've seen snow before.
But it's such a pity to go all that way and not be able to ski.Never mind, here are your photos. They'll be nice to look back on.
在这段对话里有好几个表示同情与安慰的说法，你听出来了没有？
Oh, that's bad luck.
哎呀，那可真不凑巧，或者说真倒霉。
It's such a pity.
真是太糟糕了。另外他们也用了
Never mind.
Try those now after us.
Oh, that's bad luck.
Never mind.
It's such a pity.
售货员对他们说
It's such a pity to go all that way.
请注意，这句话里的
way
指的是距离。
It's such a pity to go all that way and not be able to ski.
最后售货员用照片来安慰 Moira， 他说
They'll be nice to look back on.
看一看这些照片，回想一下当时的情况倒是不错。请注意
Look back on
和
Look forward to
意思正好相反。
The photos will be nice to look back on.
Yes, Ray and Moira have got the photos to look back on.
现在我们把那段对话再听一遍。
3 rolls of film, was it? You must have had a good weekend. Well, it was fun, but a bit disappointing. There wasn't any snow.
Oh, that's bad luck. There's usually plenty of snow by now.
It didn't worry me so much. I've seen snow before.
But it's such a pity to go all that way and not be able to ski. Never mind, here are your photos. They'll be nice to look back on.
关于那次活动Moira 是怎么说的？你注意了没有
？It was fun, but a bit disappointing.
它用的是现在分词，以 ing 结尾。
Disappointing
这个词不是用来形容他的心情，而是形容周末的活动。请你跟着说一说。
The weekend was disappointing.
如果要说明一个人的心情，就要用以 ed 结尾的过去分词。请你跟着说一说。
I was disappointed.
现在我们来练习一下。John 说一个东西或一件事情使人有所感受，例如
There was no snow. It was disappointing.
然后你来描述一下你的心情，你可以这样说
I was disappointed.
准备好了吗？现在开始。
The film was disappointing.
I was disappointed.
The book was interesting.
I was interested.
The soccer match was exciting.
I was excited.
现在倒过来 ，John 先说他对某件事物的心情，然后你来描述这件事物。现在开始。
I was disappointed with the concert.
The concert was disappointing.
I'm interested in languages.
Languages are interesting.
I'm satisfied with my job.
My job's satisfying.
Well, here are Moira and Ray getting their photos from the shop.
现在 Moira 和 Ray 把他们的照片取出来了，下面我们就来听他们的对话。不过在听之前，我们要先学几个词语。
A lens，
照相机的镜头。
A lens。
Across，
遮在上面，或遮住。
Across。
A blob，
污点儿。
A blob。A big black blob on every photo.
A big black blob on every one. What a pity.
Yes, what a shame.
现在我们来听听究竟出了什么事儿。
Oh, Ray, look, I can't bear it. There's a big black blob on every one.
Oh, no, how terrible. What happened?
Just my luck. Isn't that the last straw?
That's not luck, Moira.That's your finger right across the lens.
What a disappointment. The photos are no good.
Moira 是怎样表示感到失望的呢？她是这么说的。
I can't bear it.
我真受不了。或者说，这真让人难受。
I can't bear it.
Just my luck.
我真倒霉。
Just my luck.
Isn't that the last straw?
最后怎么还出这样的事儿呢？
Isn't that the last straw?
Ray 听了这话，是不是还安慰 Moira 呢？我们把那段对话再听一遍，看他是怎么说的。
Oh, Ray, look, I can't bear it. There's a big black blob on every one.
Oh, no, how terrible. What happened?
Just my luck. Isn't that the last straw?
That's not luck, Moira. That's your finger right across the lens.
Moira 看着照坏了的照片说
Just my luck.
Ray 接着说不是你倒霉
That's not luck, Moira.
是你的手指头遮住镜头了
That's your finger right across the lens.
So Moira was disappointed again.
Yes, everything about that weekend was disappointing.
现在我们把今天学的表示失望的一些说法复习一下，请你跟着说一说。
What a disappointment.
I was so looking forward to seeing snow.
I was hoping to brush up on my skiing.
I did want to build a snowman.
It was all a bit disappointing.
It's such a pity not to be able to ski.
下面请跟着 John 和 Barbara 说几句安慰的话。
Well, it happens sometimes.
Oh, what a shame. That's bad luck, but never mind.
At least you've seen the mountains.
好，关于 Ray 和 Moira 的情况，我们将在第94讲里再提到。你会发现他们变得开心起来了。
Now it's goodbye from our 92nd program.
And we're looking forward to being with you next time. Goodbye.
下一讲再会。